weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Yes, yes. Marijuana Media, care of The Hemp Store. Kia ora, Chris.
Ooh, and kia ora. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Birthday earlier in the week.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I guess this is kind of like my birthday show.
Yeah. Am I allowed to say it?
Yes, you are. Of course.
Good, good, good. Here's a birthday drink.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Gorgeous. I was hoping I'd get one of these.
Yeah, of course. Oh, get terpene in the zone. A terpene
zone.
Drink. I'll have the unwind because I need it. And this unwind, terpenes of indicas. You've got the in zone, the terpenes of a sativa. They're more uplifting. This might be all that we can really have going forward because...
Wow. Oh dear. Deep sigh. Here we go.
Okay, the headline for the show, though, to just wind back, it's driving, testing, snooping, and sleeping. And there are four stories. And I'll get to the first one is the driving.
Nice.
It was good, eh?
Very good.
Yeah, the first, this was on One News last Friday, actually. Police gearing up for nationwide roadside drug testing rollout.
Ugh.
Still keep using that word in every single headline. I think they want to say roll up, but that's as close as they can get. So this, to refresh everyone, began in Wellington in December, literally the guinea pigs for the program, testing it out on the population of Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
They say they're training up the regional forces now, nationwide from mid-26, which is 2 months away.
Mm.
Superintendent Steve Reilly, Director of Road Policing, he said the phase rollout was to gather operational knowledge, valuable operational knowledge that will guide how they implement and deploy it nationally. He's saying it could be any time, but most likely as part of a checkpoint. Most likely there'll be an alcohol test first. Maybe you've passed that, but look a bit out of it.
No fun to be had.
And so then the swab is taken, or maybe it's random. You never know, right? They're going to do 50,000 a year over the whole thing. Maybe they've only done a few and they need to up it. So you never know. So anytime, it could happen anytime. So you get a swab if you're chosen. They say that'll take 5 minutes. That is for the four drugs of THC, methamphetamine, cocaine, and MDMA. Got to say, evidence is weak for all of them, that they're actually impairing drugs. But the thing is they're not actually looking for impairment, they're looking for presence. So if you fail the swab, they take another sample, quite a voluminous one, I believe. That goes off to the lab, analysed for 25 drugs, and then they give you a second tongue swab. And if you fail that, because the tongue swabs themselves are unreliable and inaccurate, so they're saying, got to fail too. Then keys taken away, stood down or whatever for driving for 12 hours. The lab result comes back at some point for THC. If it was basically the limit of detection, 1 nanogram, it's a fine and some demerits. If it's 3 nanograms, it's a crime and off to court.
Awesome.
And the thing is, so this is what, literally within a couple of months, it'll be happening around Auckland. Testing for presence, not impairment. That's
the key phrase to take away from this. And if someone wants to argue with you, you can just say, no, they're testing for not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they don't even have to prove impairment. They literally removed it from the law, replaced the words.
So there's not even a single word of that.
They replaced the words presence with impairment with presence. And So 3 days after use, it's showing up in Australia using the same device, SecureTech DrugWipe 3S. Which you can buy online if you want to buy a box of them, test yourself out and your mates. But more alarming for anyone else, even if you're thinking, well, just don't be out of it, or don't have any within 3 days of driving. Surely you can do that.
No.
Or, you're a medical, you can just argue it in court. When they come and arrest you and take you off to court, you can just say you've got a prescription.
Medical, yeah.
So even if you think all of that, these devices have a 10% false positive. That means anyone, 1 in 10 chance, it will say you've got it.
That's just crazy.
And that could be one of the other drugs. You could be on the roadside and they could be saying, this is tested positive for meth. That's just a 1 in 10 chance that'll happen.
So you might as well do it anyway.
Well, right? This might be what people think. Who knows, right? crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
And especially in this day and age when we're carrying these phones around in our pockets, it can literally tell the steps we're taking and whether we're out of it. There's people down at Victoria Uni, I think it was Victoria, they're developing a camera and with a bit of AI tech that off 3 seconds of filming your face can tell if you're drunk or not.
That's the kind of thing, right?
That's the kind of thing. So it needs to be based on actual impairment. Cognitive tests, performance tests, not presence in some bodily fluid.
Yes. If you've had any experience with this roadside test so far, please text us 5395. We'd like to know your experience, if it's happened to you. But it probably hasn't. But maybe it has.
It will. It will. Coming soon to you or a person you know.
Exactly.
And if it's, again, like Australia, we've seen this, that it's showing up 3 days later. If you've got the means, you're Ubering everywhere, like literally everywhere. May as well give up your car and just Uber everywhere.
Yeah.
If you've got the means.
Yeah.
And if you don't, well, that's who gets busted.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't that the common story?
Ain't that about a bitch.
Yeah, that is drug law enforcement right there. So some good news around testing, though, comes from overseas, where and it's not driving, it's in sports. WNBA is going to end marijuana testing for the players, the women's basketball players.
Really?
Really? Still a prohibited substance. Hasn't been in the NBA for 3 years.
Yeah.
But the women's one still does. Mostly because of WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, like the Olympic level.
Yeah.
Remember Brittany Griner, the WNBA player, was arrested in Russia.
Russia, yeah.
With her accidentally packed CBD cartridge.
Oh, my God.
So they're still tested for THC metabolites. And as part of their latest negotiations, they're going to stop doing it. Which is awesome. That was on ESPN. NBA, UFC also did it. NFL still does some testing, but you just get a kind of slap on the wrist fine and no suspension from playing. And they're also sponsoring research into CBD for pain management and neuroprotection.
It's just like if you're playing a game where you literally get brain damage, that just doesn't make any sense that they're like, you can't smoke or take in any way. It doesn't make any sense.
Right on. And these contact sports, it actually came from the players that were using CBD, finding relief, and ended up, like, you know, a lot of them have little sponsorship endorsements and things like that.
Yeah.
When I had a medical cannabis license here, we were approached by a few sports teams, actually. So about getting involved with them. But
Wow, I look forward to when it's just, you know, normal for sports people.
Right on. I just want to say this because of the guy's name. Head of the US Anti-Doping Agency, Travis Tygart. It's one of the most American names I've ever read.
Travis Tygart.
He says the continued ban on cannabis is disappointing and based on misguided justifications. That is the head of the Anti-Doping Agency saying that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Why do you change it?
Staying
wild. In America, this is music and culture, I guess. This is Snoop Dogg, very associated with cannabis, right? And we all know the song that we think of, Smoke Weed Every Day. I associate Snoop with that, but I also associate cannabis with that. And it turns out, so he tried to trademark it, and the US trademark office said no.
Well, he didn't even say it. It wasn't even him.
It was on his song.
It was the other geezer. It's not even his song.
Well, that's true, but isn't it? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I guess so. Yeah, it's Dre's song, but isn't, well, he's on it.
And I'm pretty sure it was like Nate Dogg or someone who said that instead. Or Warren G.
You should have been in the case.
Snoop Dogg is a Trump supporter, so whatever we can do.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not. That's why I'm like, wow, it's really funny how Trump keeps his hip-hop stars in his back pocket. That's how kind of he began being popular. No. I mean, it is, but no one really cares about what Kanye has to say. Yeah. You know, Snoop Dogg's still got some. Anyway, holy please hell. Continue.
So, anyway, there were two reasons for not giving him the trademark. One, they said cannabis is still illegal under federal law. But secondly, smoke weed every day, they didn't actually, that wasn't, I guess, what they said was, it's an informational slogan. You're actually informing people.
It's a call to action.
Yeah, it's a call to action. They called it informational. And it's okay, yeah, that's some good information. You should smoke weed every day. They also said it's become too popular for them to trademark. And they cited Amazon and so forth selling products with that on it. And we're like, nah, you're too late, mate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is kind of a bit too late. Mm. It's a bit like, how old is that song now?
90s.
It's a bit like late in the game to be trying to claim that slogan, but good on him for trying.
Whoever wrote the lyric surely would have a performance, copyright.
I love that it's a lyric as well, like it's someone wrote the lyric, when really it was probably just an ad-lib that they just said. But
yeah,
good on him for trying. Clearly he's clutching at straws here, trying to figure out what to do next.
Lawyers noted it doesn't actually stop Snoop Dogg or anyone else from smoking weed every day. And he has opened coffee shops in LA and Amsterdam called SWED, as an allusion to it. And I guess he can trademark that. Maybe.
Interesting. Oh, wow, that's buzzy.
Hmm. So there you go. Okay. As part of the, you can both show solidarity with Snoop, but also resistance to copyright and corporate takeovers. And exactly. Smoke weed every day. Take it how you like.
Exactly.
But either way. And the reason being, for most people, or for many people getting prescriptions, it's to help them with their sleeping.
Mm, it does help me with my sleeping.
Good.
Not that
I'm glad. We've still got to get
Yes,
that.
Yes, it's true. I've got 11 days.
That's right. And as I've said before, it's THC in the daytime, or certainly in the early evening, because it's mimicking a daytime cannabinoid that occurs naturally in your brain that is released when your eyes are open and light's coming in.
Wow.
And that's your daytime one. And THC is taking the place of that. So you have it in the daytime and you get improved sleep. And that's why you get tired at the end, when you straighten up, when 3 or 4 hours afterwards people get tired. And so it's that. Yeah. So you want to time that tired period for when you're going to sleep. So this was a good study, Journal of Cannabis Research. It was self-reported, but sleep quality in 137 patients, significant improvements. This was the, and as I say, number one reasons for prescriptions here. And what they found was, and they did this thing called the Pittsburgh Sleep Quality Index. It was quick. You got a 30% improvement, which was the biggest jump in improvement, happened within the first 3 months. It was long-lasting. They got the effect for the whole 12 months they looked at them.
Wow.
Wide-ranging. They had sleep improving across what they called all 7 subdomains, including sleep latency, duration, and disturbances. So there you go. You can't ask for much more than that. And, you know, you're not going to OD like a sleeping pill. Cannabis legalization laws in America associated with reduced sales of sleeping pills.
Wow! That's awesome.
The people know. The people are ahead of the science. They're already doing it, and then the scientists go, oh, what's happening there? What's happening there? A bit like that liver thing we talked about last week. People were, they already knew cannabis users have lower rates of the fatty liver disease.
Yeah.
So why is that? What's going on?
I guess, yes, they get the hypothesis from a real life example.
Hopefully.
Or do they?
Instead of just imagining it.
I can't remember any science.
Yeah. 420 day coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, 11 days, you did say, so hit your countdown tomorrow. And if you've got Hulu, this was just a fun fact.
Yeah.
Hulu this year, if you've got it, they're doing a 420 marathon.
Wow.
On 420 day.
I
there
don't
you
know
go.
If we can get Hulu in New Zealand, but let's have a look. Hulu.
I think you can. You can even watch a show called Bong Voyage.
That's good. Bong Voyage.
Bong Voyage.
I'm going to start saying that.
Yeah. And in that same week, this will be on the 24th, it'll be next Friday, Weed Eaters. Did you go to it last night, by the way?
I didn't, because I'm waiting for the 4D, 5D experience.
Same.
Which will be really awesome.
That's right. Friday the 24th, it's the Smellorama or Smellovision 4D experience. That sounds great. This is at the Hollywood Avondale of Weed Eaters, which is, what would you describe it? How would you...
How would I describe this film? It is really cool and awesome, kind of about weed, kind of about cannibalism, mostly about friendship and love and overcoming adversity.
Wow.
That's how I would describe those guys.
On the back of the DVD.
Yes.
If
you can quote
exist.
Me. They still do exist, I hope. Well, I'm sure, though. Knowing those guys, I think they would try to get it on
They'll
a DVD.
Put one out. Yep.
Yeah.
On cassette tape.
But I'll be there for sure with my fork and what else?
We can add to the Smellorama. You'll be legally prescribed by then, of course. and of course, come on down to the shop if you want a prescription, or talk to your own doctor, and that you can. It's easy to do. A correction to last week. It turns out Fam is moved, Fam on K Road.
Oh.
Not the first Saturday of every month. It's something called mid-month, and I think it might vary each month, but this month it's the 18th of April, which is when?
Next Saturday.
There you go.
Okay, mid-month, whatever that
mid-month
means.
Mid-month Fam. Yeah, there you go. That's just before 420, so I've kind of done it all out of order, but there you go.
That's okay, you don't need to. Yeah. Order schmorder, month schmonth, weed schmied. Snoop spoop. Snoop poop, I should say, actually. Indeed. Well, that's actually bad. It's not too bad. It's not too much bad press.
I tried to mix it up this week.
You've done good.
I hope I did well.
You've done a great job.
Thank you.
Someone has asked a question. Any idea of how Ritalin or other ADHD drugs will go with these stupid fecking tests? Yes, we do know.
Yeah, you can get the false positive with the meth for the Ritalin. But when it goes to the lab,
or
it shouldn't show up.
Or the dexamphetamines.
Yeah.
That's an amphetamine, so that will ping as if you are on meth.
Yes.
Like you just said.
And other things, lidocaine for cocaine. Anyway,
probably,
and just the inherent false positive where you're on nothing and it's still saying you are.
Exactly. So, I mean, look, current and valid is the key phrasing
for your prescription,
for all of them.
That's right.
Not even just the weed ones, the ADHD ones.
And it's an election year, and you know this is the time to pressure your MP. Maybe we can get someone to commit to changing it.
Surely.
Surely.
Hopefully. Anyway. Thanks for that. And thanks for my awesome drink, which you can get from the hemp store.
Sweet ass. See you next week.
See you next week.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. 95 BFM presents.